And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. Well, you know, we originally had Greg Hunter scheduled for today, but due to technical issues, we had to reschedule his interview for next Tuesday, which would be July 31st. That's next Tuesday, July 31st, for Greg Hunter. And I just want to let everybody, it's not my technical problems. I'm usually the culprit with the technical problems. But it's not my problem today, but we're doing the best we can. In fact, actually, we are recording. We pre-recorded this program, but it is playing at the regular time at 4 o'clock. So it's a pre-recorded but new program for July 24th, Tuesday. So, and with that means markets close at 4. So I can't give you all the details on the markets, but let me go ahead and do the, I can do the August gold contract. Pretty much unchanged at $1,225. You have silver September contract was up 9 at $15.52. Platinum was up 580 at 836. And let's see, I don't want to give copper. Let's see if there's any other interesting information we can give here. And currently the markets, we're looking up at 154 points, but they're off, and it's 2 o'clock Eastern time. The market, the Dow was up 154 points. Earlier it was 250, so they came back 100 points. 25,199. You have the NASDAQ currently down 18 points at 7,822. And the S&P at the time of this recording was up a few points at 2813. And the 10-year yield, 2.95%. Let's see if there's anything else that is worth that's worth noting. The dollar had a little bit of pressure on it, but which I think one of the there's so much going on, and I want to get started right away. We had, and I don't know what you wanted to talk about today, but
well, I got some different things here, but you go ahead. You lead off.
Well, you know, the Trump administration is planning to offer $12 billion in emergency aid for the farmers that are hurt by tariffs.
Yes.
Now, he came out earlier today in big tweets, big capital letters, tariffs are the greatest. Now, I understand the importance of tariffs. But in today's world, I'm not sure how they function. And so they're planning to offer billions of aid to farmers that are hit by tariffs on their goods, hoping to ease some of the pain that is escalating from the trade war in some of these key electoral states. Source familiar with the matter confirmed to CNBC that there would be an announcement Tuesday afternoon. We're still waiting for that announcement. And President Trump has hit America's major trading partners with tariffs and billions of dollars worth of goods. And, you know, you have shares after this came out about the billions of dollars in aid. The shares of Deere & Company, the Illinois-based tractor maker that owns the brand John Deere, that was up more than 4%.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's amazing when you get a little bit of stimulus into the economy, what some of these shares can do and why it was up higher. And we all know that he was looking to put tariffs on all $505 billion of Chinese goods that were imported to the United States. We already have $34 billion. And we're really at numbers that really don't mean a whole lot. I mean, $34 billion of Chinese products have tariffs, but they're going to give $13 billion to the farmers So that really reduces the $34 billion by, you know, whatever, $13 billion or whatever.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I understand why he's wanting to help the farmers. I can understand that, but it's kind of defeating the purpose in some areas.
We saw that Beijing, they hit back with some tariffs. It caused tariffs on beef to go from 12% to 37%.
Wow.
Yeah. The Chinese market for U.S. beef, it's really not a big one yet. You know, China only began importing U.S. beef last year. There was a 13-year ban on it due to concerns over mad cow disease. So there still are a lot of restrictions. But the beef industry exports about 15% of what it produces. So we're also beginning to see meat that is beginning to pile up in storage. The federal data are expected to show more than 2.5 billion pounds, 2.5 billion pounds of beef, pork, and poultry, and turkey stockpiled in U.S. warehouses, and that was according to the Wall Street Journal.
Wonder what they're going to do with that. That's a lot of meat.
I think it is.
Gee.
They also reported that the glut is due to an expansion in cow herds, pork production, and poultry production, which came in response to the strong foreign demand. And it takes about 3 years for cows to come to the market. So all the numbers and all the production was based on their production off of the market signals at that time. So they have a lot of product that's going to come online. But with the tariffs, you're not going to have the demand.
What if they might lower the prices here and sell it all here? I mean, that's a thought. I mean, people here might eat it too.
Well, this morning I saw an interview. It was on one of the financial news programs. It was about lobster. It was from a lobster dealer in New England. And he said his monthly sales of lobster that go to China is 50%. Well, 50% of his sales of lobsters go to China. This month, he has zero going to China.
Wow. That's going to cut into his earnings, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the point of it is, yeah, they can sell it here in the States, but what are they going to do? Are they going to lower the price, or are they going to raise the price to offset what they lost?
That's a good question. Good question. I know it's kind of a quandary, isn't it? I mean, they can't afford to lose it, and they can't afford to give it away.
Exactly. I mean, I have many, many farmers that are customers, and that they have purchased their gold and silver here at Discount Gold and Silver. And I truly would love to hear from some of you and your thoughts, because, you know, I don't know. I mean, you can also think that, I mean, I hear farmers say this, that they're willing to endure the pain because they think it's right for the country. And that's my question. Is it right for the country? And I'd like to hear that from a farmer's perspective. Or is this bailout going to go to the small farmer, or is it going to go to the large corporate farmers?
That's a good question, and we know generally it goes and it trickles down to the small farmer. That's the way it usually goes.
Yeah. So if you can't pay your bills, if you're the small guy, guess who comes in and scoops up your farmland at a cheaper price?
Now you sound like a conspiracy theorist, now, Melody. Wouldn't do that. Gee. Never.
So, you know, it's just so, you know, these tariffs are quite interesting, and you're beginning to see the impact. And, you know, and I know a lot are going to say, well, they bailed out GM, they bailed out them, so why not bail out the little farmer?
If they help the little farmer, it's still a shame you have to do it, but if they help the little guy, I feel better than they do that. Huge conglomerations that use GMO and everything else would. I really do. Better get a little guy.
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's funny, Butch? The little guy probably doesn't want the bailout, you know? He just wants to work and provide for his family.
He just wants to be left alone.
He wants to be left alone.
Yep. I understand
he
that.
He doesn't want to get caught up in the big scheme of things.
I understand. I mean, all of us feel that way. I feel that way.
I
just
do too.
Leave me alone. You know, just leave me alone. I haven't needed your help so far, so don't come and tell me I want your help, but don't come and tell me I can't do something I've done for all my life. Just leave me alone. That's fair enough, I think.
I think so.
And whenever you're ready, I got a couple of things I want to share here that I think you find more than interesting. I got an article I want to read by Ron Paul I think you find interesting also. But tell me when you're ready.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I will start with one here. Maybe we'll stay on the lighter side, if you don't mind. You've heard of Planet Fitness and how they have the judgment-free zone?
No.
You haven't heard that, Planet Fitness? They advertise all the time. It's a judgment-free zone. You come in here, you know, if you want to be a sodomite or a lesbian or whatever you want to be, cross-dresser, it's okay. We're judgment-free. But a guy in New Hampshire went in and started exercising naked. They arrested him. And he said, but this is a judgment-free zone. Why am I being arrested?
Does he have a point?
He has a point. I mean, it's judgment-free. You can do anything else you want to. I mean, it's judgment-free, but they're judging him. He's been charged with lewdness and indecent exposure. So I know it's absurd, but they don't judge anything else going on in there, including men using women's bathrooms and vice versa. Why would they give this guy a hard time? Hey, just the point I thought I'd make. You know, I don't know. What's your opinion?
You're asking for my opinion?
Of course, your opinion is valuable.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid, too. I think the whole topic of thing is stupid.
I know it. It's just, but you know what? It's just a sign of the times.
It is.
It's just where we're at.
It is.
And,
it's really
you know,
sad.
How do we clean it up? If we're not going to clean it up.
Well, we're not going to because the people aren't going to stand and make a difference anyway. And I have a magazine here that my dad used to get, and for some reason he still keeps sending it to me. I have an old one. It's called Reminisce. You ever see a Reminisce magazine?
I can't recall that I have.
Well, anyway, they go back in the old days and show pictures of old times. They talk about old topics. And we got the year, this year, the highlight was 1955. Well, that 1955, I turned 7 in that September, so I remember something about it. But I remember back then there was a Fess Parker who played in a Western, or I guess you call it Western. He played Davy Crockett. You remember Davy Crockett,
I sure
of
do.
And the Coonskin cap. You remember that, I'm sure.
I sure do.
And I had one of those. My dad bought me one. It wasn't real Coonskin, obviously, but I liked it because it's Davy Crockett time, and I wore it. But in 1955, the Davy Crockett paraphernalia that they sold because of the show that Disney brought out. They brought in $300 million in 1955 for trinkets and keepsakes from the Davy Crockett era. Do you know what that's worth today in actual money?
Probably about $9
million. $2.7
billion. Oh, my gosh.
Almost $3 billion.
How can that be?
I mean, that's how much the dollar has dropped in value since 1955, Melody. And I know it's been a long time ago. I realize that. But it's been in my lifetime. From $300 million to $2.7 billion.
Oh, you said $300 million.
Yeah,
I thought you said $3 million.
No. $300 million.
Yeah, $300 million, yeah.
The $2.7 billion. Melody, that is a huge drop in value.
Yeah.
I mean, can people now see that if they bought some silver back then, when the silver dollar was worth the silver dollar, it was worth $1. They could have kept all those for $1, and now that they sell for a real silver dollar, the currency is still about 17-18 bucks now for silver dollar.
Yes.
So if they could have kept those now, if they would have kept them, we wouldn't know it, or the dimes, or the quarters, and saved all those until today, if they would have kept them, they would have had some wealth in their pockets. They could have really cashed in and made a good profit on it. But the point of it is, that's how much the dollar has dropped in value, and that would be 50, 60 years ago. Think about that. That is huge.
Keep your hat?
You know, I did, and I wish I would. That probably sold for a lot of money now. I probably wore it out. But I want to, this article may take a minute. We're going to break here in just about 3 minutes. I'll get started anyway. But I think it's important. This is from Ron Paul. $52,000 a second. Ron Paul warns Washington spending is its way to a fiscal crisis. According to financial writer Simon Black, the federal government is spending approximately $52,000 per second. Melody, I can live on that, can you?
Mm, most people can, yep.
This not last year's tax cuts, is the reason why the national debt has reached a record $21 trillion, which is more than America's gross domestic product. Another ominous sign is that this year, both Social Security, now listen to this, it's important, and Medicare will have to draw down on the reserve funds to be able to make pay benefits. The Social Security and Medicare trust funds will both soon be bankrupt, putting additional strains on our federal budget and American taxpayers. Now I want to pause there a second. Social Security and Medicare will be bankrupt. It's going to be bankrupt, Melody, because the money was never in there in the first place. It was a con job. And it's a pyramid scheme. And it's going to fall apart. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, and the people that are going to be affected the most are those who worked hard, put money in the program, who retired with a little bit of money, maybe with a little bit of pension and so forth. It's you. It's those folks who are going to be hit.
Absolutely.
It's not the little guy that says he can't find a job, you know, that's on all the, you know, special programs. Well, those programs won't be hurt. It's going to be the people who have the money. That's where they'll cut back. That's where they're going to gut it.
And, of course, now you can see why they're going to call some people useless eaters. They're drawing off the funds, and they can't produce anything anymore. They're useless eaters. So let's just put Grandma and Grandpa to sleep. We'll let them pass away.
Absolutely.
It's coming, Dad. It really is coming to that, folks.
It's already here.
Yeah, it is here.
Look how easy it is for people to die in hospitals anymore.
It is. And not to mention they'll be slaughtered somewhere between 70 and 140 million unborn babies that could have been producing mm-hmm. money today also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if they'd have jobs.
Well, let's hope they'd be doing something anyway.
Yes.
But it says the excessive debt called the excessive spending will inevitably cause a major economic crisis. Yet with a few notable exceptions, there's little to no desire in Washington to cut spending. Instead, both parties are committed to increasing spending on warfare and welfare while ignoring the looming entitlements crisis. Examples of fiscal responsibility on Capitol Hill are easy to find. For instance, even though the United States is currently spending more in military than the combined budgets of the next seven high-spending countries, Congress recently just increased military spending by $82 billion. This brings the total U.S. spends on futile effort to police and democratize, can you say it? The world is $716 billion, Melody, almost $1 trillion spent on military.
Yeah.
Think about that. $716 billion on military. Got to go to the break. Let's finish out the break here. I see the time's that up. But that's amazing how much we spend on military. We are an empire.
Yes, we are. And why do you think they're you know, beating the war drums?
I agree.
Yeah, that's the reason. They're feeling confident. Feeling and you know, already, you know, with the words to Iran is not North Korea.
No, it isn't.
You know, that little guy surrounded by all those big countries, you know, you can say whatever you want to the little Kimmy over there, but Iran is something a little different. And you know,
we should hear music playing.
I think we do.
All
and
right,
we'll be right back.
Okay.
Right after these messages.
Acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on shortwave radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And if you thought we sounded a little funny today, because we're on the telephone. You know, those hard-line telephones that we...
we used to all use.
Well, I still do. So, you know, I don't like change. But here's a quick little, you know, we had to hear about your naked fitness guy. So. There's another blood moon on its way. And this is out from the Irish News. It's blood moon on its way with God of War in tow. The blood moon is coming accompanied by Mars, which is the God of War, shining more fiercely than it has for years. I mean, I don't believe Mars is that, but that's what it's titled. The longest total lunar eclipse of the 21st century is expected to occur on Friday, July 27th. As it lines up with the Earth and Sun, the rising full moon will darken and change from silver to rusty or dreadful blood red. And they expect it to be a more deeper red than usual because of the volcanoes that are erupting, putting more dust into the sky. So not only are you going to see Mars, but you're also going to see Jupiter in the southwest, and you might even have a chance of catching the International Space Station. So,
wow, interesting.
Yeah, so that's on the 27th.
Okay. Well, I'll finish this article here, though, because I think it's really important. The U.S. House has also recently passed, as you mentioned a minute ago, a farm bill that increases spending by more than $3 billion over the next 5 years. This bill does not take a step toward ending subsidies to wealthy farmers and even continues providing farm subsidies to non-farmers. Explain that, non-farmers. Anyway, pressure on Congress to increase spending on farm subsidies is likely to increase as farmers become collateral damage on President Trump's trade war. Many progressives are attacking the House Farm Bill because it makes some reforms to the SNAP, food stamp program. Even though the House version of the bill increases the budget for food stamps by at least $1.7 billion over the next 5 years. Melanie, they keep spending and spending and spending, and it keeps on going. When the economic crisis hits, there will be no choice but to cut spending and raise taxes. Of course, Congress isn't likely to raise taxes or cut benefits. Instead, it will rely on the Federal Reserve to do the dirty work via the inflation tax. The inflation tax is the worst type of tax because it is both hidden and regressive. One of the worst features, if not the worst, of the tax reform plan is increasing the inflation tax by authorizing the use of chained CPI. chain CPI hides inflation effects by claiming that rising prices do not harm Americans as long as they can still afford low-cost substitute goods to replace products they can no longer afford due to the Federal Reserve's devaluation of the currency. As if people forced to buy a hamburger instead of steak are not negatively impacted by inflation. Increasing federal debt will also put pressure on the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low to prevent federal interest payments on debt from skyrocketing. Eventually, the Fed's monetization of the debt will lead to hyperinflation and rejection of the dollar's world's reserve currency status. The question is when, not whether, the warfare state and the fiat currency system will end. Hopefully, those who know the truth will succeed in growing the liberty movement so we can convince Congress to gradually unwind the welfare state. Restore a true free market in market and money, and stop trying to run the world, run the economy, and run our lives. So I thought that was very well said, and to know that the inflation, and people don't think about this, inflation is a tax. And you probably heard already that the inflation rate of Venezuela is going to be over 1,000,000% this year. You heard that, right?
I did.
So, but it can't happen here, Melody. We are Americans. It won't happen to us. Inflation just isn't all that bad here, although 300 million in 1955 is 2.7 billion now, but I wouldn't call that inflation. I wouldn't call that devaluation. That's just the way it is. And I am so frustrated with people that just, for some reason, can't grasp the idea that every time you go to the store and the prices go up, that is inflation. People say, well, when's the dollar going to collapse? They don't understand, Melanie, it's collapsing every day, is it not?
It is. Every day it collapses. Every day, really, gold gets stronger. The fundamentals for gold and silver continue to strong, but it is collapsing every day. We're in the midst of a collapse.
Yes, we are.
Just because it hasn't hit you by a 2x4 and you think that you're doing fine and, you know, you seem to be busy at work, they're slowly stripping you. Not only, you know, we talk about finances, but they're slowly stripping you of your rights, your freedoms. Like, how can that happen? We have a different government than we do now. No, we don't. You know, everything that we do, we almost basically have to get permission. Permission to travel. We got to get permission to drive. We got
to
get permission to get married.
To start a business.
You have to get permission.
Yeah.
You have to get permission to put a patio in your deck. You have to get permission to do this. You have to get permission to do that. How free is that?
We're not free. And only someone who doesn't think thinks are free. Who was it said? Those are no more. No one is so any more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. See, that's the sad part. People think they're free and they're totally enslaved. So there's so little hope for somebody like that because they can't see the chains that bind them.
Exactly. If we look at our taxes, I mean, we talked about it on this program. If you owe taxes, they're going to pull your passport so you can't leave the country. They need every little penny that you have. Everything is about government getting us, creating, finding revenue. So the system doesn't collapse to where you will feel it like you had a 2x4 hit you in the head.
Well, you know, New Jersey's hurting big time. You realize that?
Many of the states, not all, but many of the states.
New Jersey is going to consider taxing tap water. It says, never short on ideas for things to tax. Lawmakers in New Jersey are considering a tax on tap water. The proposal is being floated by State Senator Bob Smith, Democrat from Middlesex, who is trying to say it is not actually a tax, but a user fee. Didn't that sound better than a tax?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a user fee based on volume, Smith told Fox 5. It would add 10 cents for every 1,000 gallons of water a home uses. Smith said that will cost only add $32 a year to the average water bill. He claims the money is needed to fix a crumbling water delivery infrastructure in the state. So it's not a tax. It's a user fee. It only increases your water bill average $32 a year. That's $32 that the people won't have to spend on something else, people. Think about that. $32, just $32. You bum, and call it a user fee. It's a tax. and they add that tax, and they add a penny tax to a can of Coke, and they add a nickel and that. After a while, that $32 adds up to thousands of dollars, and I've seen it happen in my lifetime, Mel, and you have too. It's like property taxes. They go up every year with inflation because they value taxes on what you say your house is worth. If there's inflation, your house goes up in value, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I got into a little bit of hot water when I had talked about my garbage collection company raising my rates because of regulations, the new regulations, and because of the minimum wage. And I got accused of saying that I didn't care for the garbage workers getting raises and so forth. That's so far from the truth. And if I come across that way, that's not, if anybody who knows me, that's the problem I have is, why doesn't anyone question the value of the dollar and why it doesn't purchase what it did at one point in time? Why? I mean, we can talk about minimum wage, and usually that is just a political ploy to get elected in any district and so forth. They'll use that. They'll come out with the minimum wage and so forth. But we know it raises prices.
Sure.
And, you know, and hey, if somebody gets a wage increase based on that, hey, I'm great. But I'll guarantee you probably 80% of those minimum wage places, it doesn't filter down. It doesn't come down, you know, to the way it should. And if they were paying their employees properly to begin with, to what their value was, then there would be no such thing as a minimum wage. But the whole point is, why isn't anybody questioning the value of the dollar and how little it buys and why we need to have, you know, basically $30 an hour job in order to live comfortably?
Well, you know, and it's, why does the government have any authority to tell a private company what they must pay?
Exactly.
That's between the company and the employee. If he says you'll work for $5 an hour, then he works $5 an hour. If he gets 10, he gets 10. But when you don't think about this also, then when you increase the minimum wage, prices do go up, so the guy gets the minimum wage, doesn't gain any ground.
Right. It's true.
I mean, people think about this. This is really simple math. Employers must make a profit. They will not absorb all they got to spend that way. They will raise their prices, which in turn will cost you and I more, which in turn will cost the ones they just raised their wages more, and the federal government just adds more fuel to the fire to cause more inflation. They have no business, no state or federal government has any business telling a private employer what they must pay their employees. That's between the company and the people. That's it, period. They have no authority there. None at all. The German Constitution would have authority to do that.
And I wonder how many people stopped their service to where, well, you know, I'll just take it to the dump anyway. You know, it's cheaper. You know, I could throw a couple bags in there, drive it to the dump. It's just down the street.
Right.
And by those who quit their service, now what's the company going to do? They're going to lay somebody off.
Well,
so it's... You know, you're right. You know, the company will make their profit no matter what.
They have to.
They have to.
They're not there just to break even.
No.
They're not. And I guess you already know this too, that Texas, you know what Texas Tea is, I'm sure. You remember the Beverly Hillbillies, right?
Right.
Texas has now moved into the third spot for oil producing in the world. They said they think they may have an oil field larger than the Saudi Arabia's Gawar Field. It's in the Permian Basin in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're moving up to number three. That's pre-cop picking good, don't you think?
Yeah, but they have some issues in that basin field. I read all not too long ago that they were having issues. And, you know, I don't even know. I do know since they took off all those regulations and so forth where we could export more, and, you know, we certainly did, you know, step up to the pump and everything as far as, you know, being able to supply. But there's some things that go with that isn't very clear as far as placing us in that position and what happens. You know, I mean... Hey, I mean, if we're making enemies all around the world, who wants to buy our oil as we sell it a whole lot cheaper? unless we sell it a whole lot cheaper.
What would it be if we sold it here in this country, used it for ourselves?
Well, it'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Be nice.
I mean, how about independence one more time? How about producing for ourselves? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't sell to other people. I'm not saying that. But shouldn't we make sure America is first and our people are cared for first? Doesn't charity begin at home? Take care of your own country, then what's left over, most definitely exported somewhere else at a fair price.
But do you really believe that we would actually see 85 cents?
Oh, no, because of greed.
Yeah, absolutely.
They couldn't. It's big, but it's greed.
So it's not going to happen. I mean, I agree with you, unless they're forced to do it.
Well, again, it's all greed, and we know that.
It is.
Whether we like it or not, that's just the way it is. If we had what we once had in this country, now of course there's always been greed there. I'm not saying there's always been greed in a nation, but I remember when America was more self-sufficient in my lifetime, even, and was able to manufacture things at a reasonable price. But now that's changed a lot.
It certainly has. Well, we can keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully with that increased oil from. All these things and the disruptions and the positions being taken around the world, maybe that is what they're basing everything on, because then you also have to bring in the petrodollar, and where does that all stand, if we're able to supply our own oil and if we have if it's bigger than the Saudis, so it's
a lot of factors.
And then you also have the, does that mean that, what happens to all the research and development for the electric vehicles and, green energy, what happens to that?
And they've also discovered that it takes more energy to run an electric car than does fossil fuel.
Yeah.
And, of course, they say it's fossil fuel, but the oil and gas do not come from fossils. They know that, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the supply in the earth, but they don't want you to know that.
Right.
And it's not causing world health problems. The seas aren't raising, but that's all a different thing. But this is, I don't know, Melody, it's so convoluted. It's like trying to untangle a ball of fishing twine.
It truly is.
It's tedious. It's sometimes not worth it. Just cut it off and start over again.
Agreed. And, it's just... look what's happening in the West. They're having the Southwest. They're having temperatures near 120.
Yep.
You have the Californians that they're supposed to turn off their lights. They're actually saying the grid could buckle.
I've got that in my hand right now, as a matter of fact. You mentioned that.
Yeah, they're telling people to stay indoors. Arizona is expecting a historic energy usage. You have Waco setting all-time record temperatures.
114 degrees in Waco.
Yeah.
It very seldom gets in the 90s here in the mountains of West Virginia. It's right now, it's 80... about 8 degrees, just perfect outside. Not real humid, but we were up the 90s for quite a while there. But it's very seldom. That's one reason why I stay here where I am. It's a little temperate here. It's not extremes in the wintertime or summertime. But I can't imagine walking around in 114 degrees. My mind just can't wrap around. That is really huge.
Well, I did in Arizona, and you do survive. I mean, you just can't be stupid.
Well, that's true.
But you get used to it just like anything else. And Pastor Butch, didn't you ever hear of dry heat?
Oh, yeah, I've heard dry heat. But I still can't imagine being that hot. That's almost unbearable. But what do people do before they had air conditioning? Think about that. California said, if you don't stop this, if you don't...
It probably didn't get that hot. Or you didn't have the same humidity because you didn't have the asphalt, you didn't have the buildings, you didn't have the glare. So, these temperatures, I remember living in Arizona when I went out in the early 70s. I mean, you had monsoon weather, maybe 6 weeks, the middle of July to the end of August, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now their humidity has risen because you have all the air conditioning, you have the pools, you have the golf courses. All that moisture goes into the air. Plus, you have all that asphalt. I
can't imagine what it is now.
Well, asphalt makes a difference. I know that.
Yeah, but what I do know now is we're heading into a break, and we'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. We have some 90% silver, $300 face value for $25. $25 face value for $300.
I want some of that.
You want some?
Come on now. I heard a commercial. You can't change it.
$25 face value for $300. And if you purchase two, there's no shipping. So, again, I'm not sure. We're waiting for it to all get in here, whether it's 50-cent pieces, quarters. It's our choice. So we keep buying, and this is circulated, but it's a great, great price. 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, there was a big headline. I don't know if this means anything or not, Pastor Bush, but Israel shoots down Syrian warplane as the Golan frontier heats up. And Israeli sirens sounded on Golan for the second day. Assad's army closes in on southern Syrian rebels. And you don't hear any of this being discussed in the news.
No, you don't. So it's all about Trump and the porn stars and on, and it's all about. You know, Assad has been a hair in America's biscuit for a long time. You know that. Can't get it out. They wouldn't even out a long time ago.
Yeah, but I thought we were even in part in why he got elected in there.
Well, we wound him out. I know that for a fact.
We want him out now, but we
Israel came in there. Just like the Shah of Iran, remember we helped get him in there? They got rid of him. And Gaddafi and Hussein, all the same thing. We put him in, then we take him down. But Syria has been a real, real pain for America, and it's in prophecy what could happen in Damascus, and when it does, that will fulfill a lot of prophecy in one fell swoop that can open up doors to a lot of things. So it's been boiling over there for a long time with Syria and Israel and, of course, America and Russia. So we'll see. That did Russia withdraw her troops from Syria, or did that, is that a fake, you think?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I heard that there were some troops that were withdrawn, but they still remain some. But they don't. I don't know. The terminology is different or something, so that allows them to keep some troops in there and so forth. But I think few left. Security advisor John Bolton began to speak loudly. I mean, he's always been kind of quiet, kind of in the background, but he certainly has favored what Mr. Trump said. And Bolton said that Iran does anything at all to the negative, they will pay a price like few countries have ever paid. And Bolton has been advocating U.S. wars against Iran for many, many years. So,
well, you know, I have to question that also. What did Iran supposedly do? I mean, I didn't hear what they did. Why was Trump threatening them? What's the point? I mean, even if they did brag on what they could do with America, big deal. I mean, this sounds like a bunch of little children. I mean, you said this and they said that, and I'm going to, you know, do that again. I'm going to come punch you in the nose. I mean, it gets old after a while. And I had people that were missionaries to Iran and say that those people are not wanting war with anybody. They haven't been involved in a foreign war for decades. They don't want a war. They haven't attacked anybody in decades, put that way. So I don't know. It makes me kind of wonder what's going on. If Bolton gets his way, we may be at war there. And I don't think it's going to be a pleasant war, Melody. It's not going to be like, you know, going into Kuwait or something.
No, absolutely not. And certainly the youth, you know, and that's their biggest concern in Iran is the youth. You know, they want to be part of the world. They want the jobs. They want better wages. You know, they don't want to live in the, you know, poverty that some of them do and so forth. And so, you know, and that's why everyone wants a regime change. But I don't think it's our job to
it's not our job.
It's not our job to change the regime, so.
Well, you know, we're seeing so much unrest all over the world, and of course, you know, Europe, the European Union, is being overrun by I won't be nice, I'm going to say migrants seeking asylum, I'm going to say asylum. And countries like Italy and some others are saying, no, they don't want them any longer. And they're trying to figure out what to do. Do you know that the EU is planning on paying Italy and other nations like them $7,000 a person if they'll take them in? Plus, they're going to send over expert personnel to help them process the mostly migrants, African migrants seeking asylum in Europe. So they're going to pay them to take them. Now, think about that. That's how different they are to get these people into these countries. And Italy and some other nations are beginning to realize this is not working for us. We don't want them. I wonder why America can't figure that out as a whole. But anyway, so the EU is going to pay them. Now, EU has a tax system all its own over all the nations involved, so they can send money to Italy and other nations to take them and even pay some personnel to help them get them into the country and take care of them and process them in as a citizen or whatever. I mean, this is a bit much, don't you agree?
Well, you know, Africa to Europe is like Mexico is to the United States.
Yes.
And if people can't figure out what they're trying to accomplish, and I understand that, you know, people have hearts and, you know, and all this, and I get all that, but there is a bigger picture, there is a bigger agenda, and, you know, they haven't succeeded as yet, but it certainly is an ongoing battle. And
well,
you know,
Merkel may get fired because let this happen already. You know that too.
Well, it's about time. She needs to step
time.
Down anyway. But
it's way past time.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're paying them $7,000,
I guess it's a one-time fee. That wouldn't feed them very long.
No, not in Europe. It wouldn't.
Not even close. It wouldn't feed them here more than 3-4 months max.
True.
You know, it just wouldn't do it. So yeah, they have to. I'm looking for homogenize the masses,
mm-hmm.
to get them to accept other cultures, to take down their society. there's never been in history, if you don't believe me, check it or look at Rome or other empires in the past who tried to absorb other cultures and what it finally did to the Roman Empire. It won't last. Multiculturalism will not build a solid nation. It can't. I mean, when you have, let's just say, so many gods involved, the Hindu and Buddhist and Muslim and Christian and all these other religions together, one of them is going to want to have the rule over the other. That's going to lead to war, is it not?
You think?
I think. And we're seeing it happen all over the world. And it's actually happening here, too. I mean, the Muslims are taking over Dearborn, Michigan, some other place. So they literally have their own people in office now. The Supreme Court started to consider Sharia law. That affects me. It affects you, too. It's just amazing. Of course, Ginsburg said she did not believe in the Constitution, yet she took an oath to uphold it. I mean, is that hypocritical or what?
Yes, we live in interesting times, do we not?
We certainly do. And the University of Minnesota, now this is Minnesota, not New York, California, is going to punish students and teachers for incorrect uses of gender pronouns. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, I did.
It could be, the punishment could include expulsion or firing. So if you have someone there who's a girl that wants to be called not a she, but a he, or if you use the wrong terms to a class, you can be fired for that in the University of Minnesota. I'm working with policy right now. Melly, this has got to the point where it can't function. People simply can't function in perfection according to politically correct, I don't know what you would call these people, advocates, I guess you could say. I mean, you and I wouldn't last 5 minutes in a place like that.
No, we wouldn't. And, you know, everyone is certainly being tested. And, you know, if you step out of line, I mean, what does it remind you of? If you step out of line, you're going to be penalized. And again, earlier in the program, I talked about how we have to get permission for this and this and this and that. Well, we won't be given permission. if we step out of line.
I may say this before, if not, I'll say I've here before, I don't know, but the one that best test, and the only real test to know if you live in a police state or not, is how you feel when a cop car pulls up behind you in the road. What's the first things come to your mind? Oh, gee, there's a policeman. He's there to help me. Is that what comes to your mind? Well, you look down your speedometer. You make sure your seatbelt's on. You're not on your phone. I mean, if you're riding a motorcycle, is your helmet on? The first thing that comes to your mind is, he's going to pull me over. Is that not true?
Well, yeah, I checked to see if I was doing anything wrong.
Sure, that's the whole point.
And usually, if I get pulled over, I'm usually speeding.
Well, but the point I'm trying to make is this. If you're afraid to say anything in college, because you might lose your job, or you're afraid to get on the highway because you might get stopped for whatever, you get taillights out, and people have been shot in road checks.
I know.
Now, whether it's good or bad, they've been killed in road checks and stopped along the highway. I don't know what started. I'm not going to get on who done what. But it's also dangerous. And now we have people actually being fake cops, pulling people over. But nonetheless, you live in a police state when you're afraid to speak or act because you might get in trouble. That's a police state, Melanie.
You're absolutely correct.
And that's where we are in America today.
We are.
We don't have to like it. It doesn't change it if you don't like it. I'm sorry about that. But whenever you fear that, who was it? Thomas Jefferson said that when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And when the people fear the government, you have tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
When the IRS knocks on your door, are they there to give you some money? And when the tax collector comes and says your house rent is due to the state, you don't have it, are they there to say, okay, you're forgiven this time?
Well, you know, I don't know if this just came out or something like that. And, you know, it's just crazy, and I'm not sure if we had another issue with the phone or not, but I think we're just about out of time, are we not?
Are we up? It's 56:43.
How would you like to end the program, Pastor Butch?
Well, I can do my best. I really will, and I'll do it. But folks, all I can tell you this, with all that we discussed this broadcast, with all the facts we give you, with all the truth we give you in every area, if you're not preparing yourself in every way possible, spiritually, mentally, and physically for what's coming in the future, I don't know how to convince you to do that. Melody Seastrom is the most honest and direct precious metals person out there selling today. I know this because I've worked with her personally. If you don't call her and talk to her, ask questions. I don't care if you can afford to buy anything or not. Ask her questions. If you don't call and ask her, I can't do anything about it. She can't either, obviously. But we're doing our best to show you why you need to think ahead. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And, hey, tell her I sent you over. She's also a sponsor of broadcast. There's every night at 9 o'clock Eastern on Genesis Communications. We are trying to show you the undermining of society as it happens. Step by step, block by block, piece by piece, America's society is falling apart. Morally, first, everything hinges on morals. When the morals go, nothing lasts. You cannot have a free country. You cannot have a prosperous country if it's an evil country. It just won't happen. But prepare yourself for what's going to come in the future, because our God in heaven gave us enough sense, as he did the ant, to put back food for the hard times. We're flat out of time today.
Yes, we are, and I appreciate it, Pastor Butch. I truly enjoy doing the programs. I know the listeners enjoy having you here, and I enjoy having the listeners tune in. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 800-375-4188. As always, thank you, and we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.